welcome back to Horizons. Miriam Hanlon and Roisin Scanlon, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You're speaking to me right now from Nairobi in Kenya. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Greetings from Nairobi.
Nairobi, yeah.
How did you find yourselves there? Tell me your story.
Well, I suppose it goes back to myself and Roisin met in college 2019. We started in MTU, Kerry, doing nursing together, and we qualified in 2023. And we always spoke about going to Africa, and we were looking at different organisations. Who would we go with? How would we volunteer? We wanted to use the nursing skills. We wanted to go on a holiday. So I suppose last year we said we'd go for a 2-week holiday. But as we were planning it, as we were looking at hotels and everything, we said no, we couldn't just go for a holiday to Kenya. We had to do something more given the poverty and the conditions here. I suppose I have a long-standing connection with the St. Patrick's Fathers in Kiltegan, and I got on to a few of my contacts there, told them about our ideas, and they said absolutely come out, stay with us, we'll show you around Kenya and you'll see our missions. We got very excited then to see their projects, and we said we couldn't go empty-handed, so we started fundraising, and we raised over 6,000 last year.
Wow.
And to see the impact that it had was fantastic. And leaving last year on the plane, we looked at each other and we said, we have to come back. So I let Roisin take over then for this year.
Yes. So we were actually so sad to go home. We thought that 2 weeks, it was too short. We couldn't get stuck in enough. And we thought, God, this is going to be a long year waiting to come back. But, you know, the year was made shorter with all the planning and organising and fundraising. So we had decided then we would give it the year. We liked coming kind of September time. We would give it the year. We'd work away. We'd try to plan it as best we could. After making more friends here in Africa, we decided then to travel to Malawi, Kenya and South Sudan. So already we have seen and done Malawi for 2.5 weeks, where we visited clinics and school, and we offered our skills there. We donated money there. I should also mention just that we did fundraise a lot this year, and we made over 25,000
wow.
this year, which was a big chunk. Yes, we couldn't believe it, but everyone was so generous. And I suppose, you know, knowing that it was going directly to the cause, I think people were more willing to give mm-hmm. money when there is no middleman, you know. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing donations that we're so grateful for. And so seen and done Malawi, amazing, amazing place, but extremely poor. Extremely, extremely poor, lots of poverty. So a very needy place. And again, it's somewhere that we probably would like to go back again.
We would love to go back to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful country, but the conditions that people are living in, like we can only, I think people at home, and we were the same last year, you can only imagine it. You've seen it on the troker boxes, you've seen it on the concern ads, but to actually be walking down the dust path behind someone carrying water, and they've been carrying it for kilometres, like it's something that you just, it would make you quite emotional, like that we turn on the tap at home and we take the water for granted, and these people, this is their daily struggle, do you know what I mean? So it was amazing to see it firsthand, to be able to contribute in a small way. Like we donated €5,000 in Malawi, which came to, in their currency, almost 20 million, which is huge money. Like we couldn't even put into words how much that bought, how much that contributed. Like we bought air conditioners for labour wards in clinics, air conditioners that would keep medication in suitable condition to be dispensed.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, only for the contributions given from the people of Kerry. The majority was given from the people of Kerry. We wouldn't be in this position to be able to mm-hmm. to contribute the €500, the €1,000 that is making a huge impact in all these places, do you know?
That's amazing. And is your work over there mostly fundraising, or are you using your sort of professional knowledge as nurses to help out medically?
It's a mix of both.
Yeah.
It's a mix of both. So in the clinics, obviously, would be more of our speciality, mm-hmm. but that's where we would use our skills, but also donate. And then in relation to schools and orphanages, we would go there, spend the day, and then give a donation after that and spend some time with the children.
We did all the fundraising before we left. Like we started our fundraising campaign in June, and we kicked off that and we went around to a few parishes in Kerry as well to tell our story from last year, and we got a huge response. So we were thrilled with it, and we came out with that 25, nearly 26,000 Ireland. Mm-hmm. So we have the fundraising done. We're not currently doing it while we're away. We're kind of redirecting if anyone would like to contribute to it's St. Patrick's Missionary Society in Wicklow, that they can donate directly. But the fundraising that we've done, the 25,000, we're giving direct in the different places. We're visiting the schools, the clinics, the orphanages while we're here, and also nursing in those clinics where we can.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you're doing amazing work. How much longer are you planning on being in Nairobi?
So we are in Nairobi up until Saturday, this coming Saturday, and then we fly to South Sudan for just under 3 weeks. And so I think our flight home is...
Yeah, 3 weeks in total. And I suppose that's one of the missions we've been most excited for. We met with Father Victor Sampson, who's parish priest in one of the missions in Nauru, South Sudan last year. The images that he showed us and he described to us of how the girls, the young girls, are being treated in South Sudan is absolutely appalling. People that we were speaking to, where we'd be doing our speeches for fundraising, were absolutely shocked that young girls, 13 and 14, are being sold in exchange for cattle by their fathers to men in their 30s, 40s, and their lives are filled with hardship. Like they're being beaten and abused, pregnant, teenage pregnancies. So St. Patrick's have set up safe schools and clinics to support these girls. So we're going to visit those. Like it's quite a dangerous place. Like if you go on the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ireland, you're told not to visit it under any circumstance. But I suppose two Kerry girls can't be deterred with that kind of advice. We have full faith in Kilteagan, and the Kilteagan fathers are going to look after us very well.
They will.
And there's something compelling us to go to South Sudan and see it with our own eyes and talk to these girls, support them, empower them, and give a huge donation there, which will improve the conditions they're living in, and hopefully the education that they're getting to avoid the lives that they're entering at the moment continuing, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, as two Kerry girls compared to the locals, you would be what I would say as notably pale. Do you have any concerns about your safety while you're away?
Yes, we might stand out a little bit.
We stand out a small bit. We actually were called Mzungus, and the kids kind of whisper it, but now we kind of say it out loud, and they have a great reaction laughing to us. But we do stand out, David, on that.
We do. Yes, in relation to the concerns with safety, I suppose we wouldn't go there if we didn't feel comfortable, or there's, you know, Father Victor is going to be with us the whole time, and if he had any concerns, he would let us know. And if there was any doubt, there's no problem. We will stay in Kenya. Yeah. The donations will still get to South Sudan. Mm-hmm. They could do without us. You know, we won't do anything that puts us at risk or anybody else at risk. But.
And it's a reassessment, I suppose, every day. Like if there's a change in 24 hours and we have to leave and cross the border, we'll do that. If we need to stay in Kenya for another few days and we can recross over when it gets peaceful again, we will. I suppose 3 weeks ago, it was a bit unsettled with different arrests and stuff that have been happening with the government and different gangs and stuff. But it's settled now again. So at the moment we have the green light, we're very confident about going, but that could change within 24 hours. So we're just kind of watching the space and the news and the advice that we're getting on the ground. But yeah, we hope to travel on Saturday anyway.
Yeah, you're very brave, and congratulations on the great work you're doing. Do please be careful in your travels and in your activities. So you're not fundraising specifically for your own mission, but if anyone listening wants to contribute towards your overall efforts, you'd direct them to the St. Patrick's Society?
Yeah, exactly. The total funds that we raised have gone directly and are going directly to the missions here. We paid for our own flights and we're being accommodated by Kilteagan. So every penny is going to where we told everyone it's going, the clinics, orphanages, everything. But I suppose we had to close the GoFundMe at a certain time. We can't have it going on indefinitely. So like St. Patrick's, they have the Africa magazine, which is it comes out 7 or 8 times a year with all the mission updates. So you can subscribe to that on the website. You can call the office directly. You can buy Christmas cards, calendars for the year, which all supports their mission. But I suppose if anyone is interested to sponsor one of these girls in South Sudan, that encouraged a lot of people to donate this year, was that they'd help with the education of these girls. And for €50, at least €50, you will sponsor one girl for the year, her education, her meals. So I suppose if anyone is interested in sponsoring a girl, they can ring the office directly, say that they heard about me and Roisin, the office of Oven Kilteagan are well used to us at this stage. And all they need to say is, I'd like to sponsor a child, I'd like to sponsor a piece of equipment for the clinic. Yes. And those funds will be directed to exactly as they're given. Kiltegan are fantastic for that. They will lend it for its purpose and give it to the regional leader in Kenya to put it to where it's supposed to go.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for coming on Horizons, and please be careful.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. And hopefully we can give you an update how it's going, or when it's over, hopefully we'll be able to talk about it a bit more. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm sure we'll be back again. So
definitely. Yeah.
So Miriam Hanlon and Roisin Scanlon, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me.
This is Rhonda Vincent. I'll make you fishers of men.
Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cost to set us free from sin.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
An important and exciting initiative we have happening in the diocese is the Jubilee of Choirs and the workshops we have to practice for them. So if you can attend, the dates are as follows. Tomorrow, the 3rd of November, in Castle Island at 7:30. Tuesday, at the Killarney Pastoral Centre, also at 7:30. Dingle on Thursday in St. Mary's Church at 7:00, and then the big performance next Sunday at the Killarney Cathedral at 2 p.m. If you have a love of music and a desire to express it, please come along.
After the break, climate literacy.